Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look, like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Well, this is a case I hope we never have to talk about again.
But we do,
because a jury in Manchester, New Hampshire, looked at evidence in the case of Anna Montgomery. They heard the testimony. They sat through the forensic details, the timelines, the photographs, and they came back unanimously guilty. Second-degree murder, Anna Montgomery. Beat his 5-year-old daughter Harmony to death in December of 2019. That verdict came in February of 2024. The New Hampshire Supreme Court, in their infinite wisdom, has revised that murder conviction in a unanimous decision. And if that sentence alone doesn't make your stomach turn, hold on! Because the reason it got overturned has nothing to do with whether Adam Montgomery actually did this to his daughter. It has everything to do with how the trial was run. It matters. Cross your T's, dot your I's, kids. Because not doing the work correctly, or if another court determines you didn't do it correctly, there are repercussions. Look at Alec Murdaugh. And now the monster that literally hauled his daughter's body around in a duffel bag and still won't tell anybody where it is. Well, now, according to that court, he's not a murderer. Harmony Montgomery's body has never been found. Adam Montgomery knows where she is. At his sentencing, prosecutors offered to cut years off his sentence. All he had to do was tell them where he put his daughter's remains, and he sat there in silence like the douche that he is. And the system that was supposed to deliver justice for this little girl has handed him a procedural win. Prison justice still ain't working yet, now is it? There's something about how this appeal even exists that really should make you furious. Because the legal maneuver that brought this conviction down, Adam Montgomery's own defense team originally asked for it, and we're going to get to that. But first, I want to be clear about who Adam Montgomery is, because if you're not familiar with this case, and maybe you aren't, a lot of the drama here happened several years ago. That's why I was hoping this was done. Because when the legal language starts flying, joinder, severance, procedural evidence, it's easy to lose sight of the man at the center of it. So let's not. And we're going to try and translate this for you so it makes a lot more sense. Because the legalese is like, huh? Why? Adam Montgomery has 21 entries in his New Hampshire criminal history alone. At 18 years old, he stabbed another teenager and shoved him out of a moving car over a drug deal gone wrong. He was sentenced to 4 years for that, because in New Hampshire, no big deal. He served 383 days, like I said, because they're no big deal. He's a suspect in the unsolved 2008 killing of Darlin Guzman in Lynn, Massachusetts, a 28-year-old computer repairman shot to death in a parking lot outside a convenience store. Montgomery has never been charged in that case. It remains open. And in 2014, he was charged with shooting a man in the face in Haverhill, Massachusetts, after crossing the state line to buy drugs. Governor Chris Sununu called him, and this is a direct quote, a monstrous drug dealer with previous convictions, including shooting someone in the head and a separate armed attack on two women in Massachusetts. That's who Adam Montgomery is, convicted felon, known drug user, a man with a documented history of violence stretching back to his teenage years and touching two states. And in February 2019, a Massachusetts juvenile court judge looked at all of it, every arrest, every conviction, every violent incident, and decided Adam Montgomery was not an unfit parent. No. The judge, Judge Mark Newman, by the way, is his name. Mark Newman, Judge Mark Newman, awarded him sole custody of five-year-old Harmony. After all that, said, you go be dad. You go just change your ways. I'm sure nothing bad will ever happen here. A little girl with glasses who liked M&Ms, a child who had been living safely with a foster family, who had a mother fighting to get clean and to get her back. The court moved so fast, it didn't even wait for the required home study to be completed. Massachusetts DCF had asked New Hampshire to conduct one. Before it was finished, the judge placed Harmony in Adam Montgomery's care. In my opinion, I think the judge should be placed in Adam Montgomery's care. For a week, see what happens, judge. See how, if you feel confident, you felt so confident that he could handle his daughter. How about he handles you? How about he handles your daughter for a week? Does that sound good? I think that should be kind of the, like, here's the deal, judges. If you're going to make the decision of putting children in the custody of monsters, you also have to, at random, spin a wheel every time you do it. And the wheel might land on your daughter gets to go spend a week first. And if you're not comfortable spinning that wheel, with that being a very real possibility, that your own child gets to go spend a week with the monster you're letting have access to their own children or other people's children, then maybe don't make that fucking decision. I don't know. Just a thought. That, or it's like, if you fail, we're going to feed you to sharks. If something horrible happens because of your decision of you letting Adam Montgomery have access to his daughter as the main caretaker, you make that choice. Despite all the evidence, you will be fed to sharks if something happens to her. I think that's a fair trade-off. Does anyone object? Does anyone object to letting the judge be eaten by sharks alive while broadcast live on national television? We do it in front of the White House once the UFC thing is done. Shark Tank for eating bad judges. I'm all about it. How about you? 10 months later, she was dead. Shark Tank! And I ain't talking about the one where you come up with great business ideas either. Or how about a dunk tank with sharks in it? And then the family members that lost their loved one because of the judge's poor decision get to throw the oversized balls at the tank to which the platform will drop out, and then the judge gets eaten by the sharks. I mean, it's not a guarantee you're going to get eaten by the sharks, but you just have to be confident enough in your decision that you don't want to put yourself in that sort of scenario to be eaten by sharks. I think, again, fair trade-off. The caseworker assigned to check in on Harmony after the report started coming in, he had a connection to Adam Montgomery that should have disqualified him from the case entirely, and the details matter. Hold on to that. That's coming up. Here's what the jury heard at trial. December 7th, 2019, the Montgomery family is living in a car in Manchester, New Hampshire. They'd been evicted, Adam and his wife Kayla and their children, because there's more. Crammed in a vehicle they were using as a home. They'd been to the methadone clinic. Surprise, surprise. They were driving to get fast food. Harmony had a bathroom accident in the car because, well, you're living in your car and you're on meth and you're a piece of shit. I'm not surprised. Your children may have some problems in those areas. That does tend to be an area that there's acting out in. There's areas where the anxiety takes over. It's very understandable. Kayla Montgomery testified that Adam then punched his daughter in the head repeatedly because she wet her pants at stoplights while he drove. By the time the car broke down later that night, Harmony was dead. She was five. Again, I'm really surprised prison justice has not caught up to you yet, Adam Montgomery. What's going on back behind bars? Are they protecting you too much? There's a broomstick waiting for your ass. And then came the cover-up. This is where you need to sit with the details, because this is who Adam Montgomery is when nobody is watching. He put his daughter's body in a duffel bag. He kept her in the trunk of the car. When the weather was cold enough, he moved her into the banks of snow, then to a cooler. Then he hid her in a ceiling vent at a homeless shelter where the family was staying, then into a walk-in freezer at a pizza shop where he worked. He used lime to try and speed up decomposition. And in the spring of 2020, months after Harmony died, Adam Montgomery rented a U-Haul truck and drove somewhere between Manchester and the Massachusetts border. He disposed of what was left of his daughter along that route. Harmony Montgomery has never been found. And her disappearance went unnoticed by authorities for nearly 2 years. 2 years. Nobody in the system, not child services, not the courts, not a single agency in either state realized this little girl was gone. It wasn't until Harmony's mother, Crystal Sorey, went to Manchester police in late 2021 that anyone started looking. Sorey had been getting clean, fighting her way back, trying to find her daughter. She was the one who sounded the alarm, not the state, not the agencies. A mother who'd lost custody and crawled her way back to sobriety, only to discover her child had been dead for 2 years and really nobody had noticed. At his own jury selection, Adam Montgomery walked into the courtroom smiling, tongue out. He then refused to attend most of his own trial, choosing to stay in his jail cell. And at sentencing, when prosecutors offered to recommend a lighter sentence if you just tell him where Harmony's body was within 7 days, he said nothing. His attorney called the offer a stunt. Montgomery sat there like a man holding the last card he'd ever get to play. Crystal Sorey addressed the court directly. She told him she had a life worth living, unlike your own. And it bothered you to your core that she was nothing like you and everything like me. And Harmony's younger brother, Jameson, 7 years old at the time, sent a message through his adoptive parents. I hope I get to see her again. I love my sister. I miss her. I hope she's eating M&Ms in heaven. I hope her glasses are safe and not broken. A 7-year-old is worried about his dead sister's glasses. That's who this case is about. Not Adam Montgomery's constitutional rights. Again, judges, Shark Tank. Boom. I think I couldn't see a better, put all the judges on the bench. That's going to go into the water. But here's where we have to talk about why the murder conviction fell apart, because the answer matters, even if it is infuriating, even if the Shark Tank sounds genius. It is. I do feel this is a genius idea. Adam Montgomery was tried on two charges at the time in December of 2019, killing and the fatal beating. And a separate incident from July of that year when he gave Harmony a black eye that was witnessed by multiple family members and neighbors. The trial court judge, Amy Mensner, allowed both charges to proceed together in a single trial. The problem, according to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, is the evidence supporting the July incident was overwhelming. Multiple independent witnesses came forward. Harmony's uncle, Kevin Montgomery, reported it directly to child services. Neighbors saw the injuries. There was no question about what happened in July. But the evidence for the December killing, the fatal night, rested almost entirely on one person, Kayla Montgomery, Adam's estranged wife, the other piece of shit in this case, a woman who served prison time for lying to the grand jury investigating Harmony's disappearance, a woman who neglected and negotiated a deal with prosecutors in exchange for her testimony. Another one who really just don't even, you know, we don't need to ask questions. Just there's some hungry sharks over there. And here's the part I told you about earlier, too. The part that should make your blood boil. Adam Montgomery's defense team originally asked for those two charges to be tried together. They requested the joinder. Then once they saw how the evidence was shaping up, once they realized the rock-solid July case was going to sit right next to the weaker murder case and make it look stronger by association, they tried to get the charges separate. Oh, shit, that's not going to work out well for us. You should have thought of that before you killed your kid. The trial court said no. The Supreme Court said that was wrong. The court should have bent to Adam's needs. You got the state effing everything up again. Associate Justice Brian Gould, writing for a unanimous court, found that the corroborating evidence, the concealment, the lies, the tampering, the months of hiding his daughter's remains only proves what Adam did after Harmony died. It does not prove he was the one who killed her on December 7th. Without the July evidence boosting Kayla's testimony, the court concluded the jury may not have convicted him of murder. There's a shark tank waiting for you, my friend. If you're very confident on it, are you confident? Are you confident enough not to sit on the shark tank? That gets... Are you confident enough that is a good decision? Or are you confident enough to put your own kids, you know, in a room with Adam Montgomery for a week? The defense theory was always this. Kayla killed Harmony while Adam was out that night. Adam helped cover it up, and the Supreme Court essentially said that theory never got a fair fight because the strong July evidence bled into the weaker murder case and tipped the scales. The state has announced it is disappointed and intends to retry the murder charge separately. Former New Hampshire homicide prosecutor Jesse O'Neill has said this ruling is about procedural safeguards, not about Adam Montgomery's conduct, and that the prosecution presented a strong case for murder. The attorney general's office said it remains confident in the facts and the evidence. So the legal path forward exists, but the fact that the state needs a second chance at all is kind of the problem, because this is the second time the system has failed Harmony Montgomery. The first time killed her. Remember the caseworker, the one with the connection to Adam Montgomery? His name is Demetrius Soros. He was a child protection social worker with the New Hampshire Division for Children, Youth, and Families. But 15 years before he was assigned to Harmony's case, Soros had been a youth counselor at the Sonora Youth Detention Center, and Adam Montgomery had been one of his charges. According to Crystal Sorey's lawsuit against the state, Soros reportedly told Adam's family he should never have been assigned to the case, but he took it anyway. Family members and neighbors started calling DCYF in July of 2019 to report what was happening to Harmony. Uncle Kevin Montgomery reported the black eye. He told them Harmony was regularly beaten, spanked, forced to clean bathrooms with a toothbrush, called disgusting by Kayla. He reported drug paraphernalia all over the house, and the DCYF worker who took Kevin's call questioned him on the accuracy of his dates. Kevin told them, and this is from the lawsuit, "This is why children die," he told them. "This child was punched clear in the eye socket with full force." Soros eventually visited the home, according to the lawsuit. He found it filthy. No heat, no electricity, rotting food, drug paraphernalia everywhere. Both Adam and Kayla told him their house guest was the one in relapse, not them. Soros saw bruising and redness around Harmony's eye. He never spoke to the little girl alone. He never spoke to Adam. He never contacted police. And then he sent an email to the Manchester Police Department that read, "I think you folks are all set. I saw the children and did not observe any bruises, marks, etc." Sharks for you too. Manchester police responded to the Montgomery residence at least 16 times between January 2019 and January 2020. Domestic disputes, reported concerns involving the children, the condition of the home, 16 calls, and Harmony was still in that house. The state of New Hampshire settled Crystal Sorey's lawsuit for $2.25 million. A court has since ordered Adam Montgomery to pay $15.5 million in a civil wrongful death judgment. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be coming sometime soon. Of course, he'll never pay a dollar of it, because a number exists as a record of what Harmony's life was worth to a system that spent it basically like loose change. And now that same system, the one that handed Harmony to a violent felon, is the one that saw the bruises and wrote emails saying everything was fine. The one that lost track of a five-year-old girl for 2 full years has given Adam Montgomery a procedural victory on his murder conviction. Good job, New Hampshire. How's that cheddar? Harmony's brother Jameson's adoptive parents, Jonathan Miller and Bob Ward, said it plainly, "We are absolutely disgusted. More protection is in place for this monster than Harmony Montgomery ever received." Adam Montgomery is 36 years old. Unless one of you behind bars can make it this number stop, make that your goal for 2026. He's 36. Let's not get to 37. I don't know how that happens or what you do. I'm not saying you should do any. I'm just saying goals. He's sitting in a correctional facility in Virginia. He still faces 43 and a half years on the convictions that stand, plus 32 and a half years in unrelated firearms charges. He's not getting out. That, however, is not the point. The point is that every system that was supposed to protect Harmony Montgomery, the courts that placed her with a monster, the caseworkers who saw the bruises and looked away, the prosecution that built its case in a way that left the murder conviction exposed, every single one of them failed her, alive and dead. And they still are. And guess what? There's more children in New Hampshire than just Harmony Montgomery. Imagine the ones that are still alive being tortured by the system that doesn't give a shit and protects predators like Adam Montgomery. The man who knows where Harmony is has decided that the last piece of power he holds over his dead five-year-old daughter is keeping her location a secret. A little girl whose brother wants to know her glasses aren't broken. She is somewhere between Manchester and Massachusetts, and she's been waiting long enough. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. This is such an enraging case. Weigh in. We'll keep following. God damn it, we're going to have to follow another trial of this monster. This is such a draining case. Unless you want to be a superstar from behind bars and you got nothing to lose, you could solve the world's problem of not having to have this guy go into a courtroom ever again. Just saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm not encouraging anything bad, illegal, or violent. I'm insinuating you get in his head and you convince him that just plead guilty and just be done with it. That's what I'm insinuating. That and sharks. Lots of fucking sharks. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.